Europe asks Asia, where's the love?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Japan's central bank said today, if it's going to help Europe with its debt problem, Europe first has to help itself. The rescue package Europe put together last week is relying on foreign aid, a lot of it from Japan and China. China also hasn't said whether it's going to contribute to the bailout fund. The Chinese want to know what they're going to get out of the deal from Europe. And one big thing could be technology. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The EU is China's biggest export market, so the Eurozone crisis is spelling disaster for parts of China's manufacturing sector. But not everyone's worried.
The EU economic crisis, of course, they bring some pressure, obviously challenges, but also bring good opportunities for my work.
Yang Fenghui puts wealthy Chinese investors in touch with European businesses. He's been busy lately. The Eurozone crisis means it's cheaper than ever for Chinese investors to purchase European companies.
Buy the technology or acquire the company or make industrial investment to, for example, to buy some mines, forests and farms. And we have this tendency and we have several projects ongoing.
China's problem is that its companies are big, but they're not global innovators. But when the Chinese buy European companies, they buy core technology, which can give them that missing edge in the global marketplace. And now that Europe needs money, it's a great time for China to make that trade. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
In the Northeast U.S., more homes are getting their lights turned on this morning after a freak October snowstorm left travel tangled and daily life disrupted all along the Upper East Coast. Wet snow brought trees that still had leaves down onto power lines, knocking out electricity to nearly 3 million homes across the region. Now, some of the damage was even worse than what Tropical Storm Irene did a couple of months ago. Kurt Nickisch is a reporter at station WBUR in Boston, and he's with us now to talk about it. Hey, Kurt.
Hi.
What are we talking about? The economic cost, not only in your neck of the woods in Boston, but throughout the region?
Well, hard to put a number on it at this point, even though, you know, we've been able to sort of deal with it for a day now. But all across New England, lines down and power out. In Massachusetts alone, 500,000 people without power. And I think it just really took people by surprise. They were sort of in weekend mode. Only 3 weeks ago, we had 80-degree temperatures here. And so in some ways, the cost might be a little bit worse because people just weren't prepared.
Any surprising impacts from such an early storm of the season?
Well, today is 31 October, and all the kids were looking forward to go out trick-or-treating, and a lot of communities have canceled this, you know, seminal holiday, Halloween, because they're afraid to send kids out walking around where there may be power lines down.
It's certainly something you don't think about, getting through the Halloween trick-or-treating in the snow. Kurt Nickisch from station WBUR in Boston. Kurt, thanks.
You got it.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are lower at the moment. Europe's off 1% to 2%. That comes with the not-so-surprising news that Europe could see a big economic slowdown because of its debt crisis, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The UN says the population of planet Earth hit 7 billion today. Wall Street Friday, markets were mixed. The Dow was up 22 points to end the day at 12,231.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Hey, happy Halloween. Maybe you've noticed some guy down the street carved a better pumpkin than you, or your friend's costume is more original. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, those folks may have had a little help.
Doug Gaudreau has been carving pumpkins
ever since my dad would allow me to pick up a knife.
And every October, he leaves his job at LA's Natural History Museum to pursue his other love, transforming pumpkins into elaborate witches, Frankensteins, and movie villains for clients like 6-year-old Victoria Castro.
We have to decorate our pumpkin.
She's picking out a pumpkin at a local pumpkin patch with her dad, Edwin.
My daughter has a project out of school. Kind of lazy. Didn't want to do the carving myself, so I thought I'd find someone here.
Doug Goudreau, who's set up shop near the pumpkins, says he gets a lot of business that way. Really complicated designs can cost hundreds of dollars. Sort of complicated, like Victoria's movie villain, about $50. One family gave him 20 for the standard triangle eyes and mouth.
They just didn't want to deal with the mess. And so they sat there while their child watched me do that in 20 minutes.
And LA isn't the only place experiencing a little less Halloween DIY. Bakers around the country say business is up for cupcakes and cake pops with spiders and mummies. And in the Twin Cities, light installer Rob Slosher says hanging Halloween lights is like Christmas in October.
The purple and the orange are just awesome colors for Halloween.
He says his business is up 10% this fall.
People are working hard. The last thing they probably want to do is come home and work on their house.
If they need a little help saving time and maybe mess and hassle there, consumers are gravitating towards that.
Pam Goodfellow is with the firm Big Research. Goodfellow says Halloween spending is expected to be up about 15% this year. She says that's because Halloween is about escape.
You go out and you kind of forget the economy and you throw all cares out the window.
And wake up the next day and search around for someone to take the load off for Thanksgiving. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, haute cuisine meet hunters and gatherers. In Berlin, there's a new restaurant called Savage that serves only foods our cave-dwelling ancestors would have enjoyed. The so-called Paleolithic menu includes organic, unprocessed fruits and vegetables that don't use sugar, bread, or cheese. Now, there is meat on the menu, but sorry, no Brontosaurus burgers. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Farm workers go where the work is, so they never really know where they live.
Before the center existed, I would start to worry 2 or 3 months before I needed to return to Napa. Where will I live? The difference now is that if I come here, there's a place for me to live.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Farm workers find shelter next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.